It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I tell you what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market, one of Ireland's favourite markets, in fact, one of the best markets in the whole country. It was established over 30 years ago, and ever since, it's been a Sunday go-to for people from near and far. At Fairy House Sunday Market, you will find absolutely everything and anything. Clothing, workwear, shoes, jewellery, rugs, mats, bed linen, pillows, kitchenware. The list goes on and on and on. And they also allow for car boot sales for people who want to declutter their house and upcycle their old items rather than throw them out. And to me, Fairy House is just, it's a great day out, to be quite honest. You can bring the kids, there's excellent toilet facilities, a playground for the little ones, hot tea, food and hot food, tea and coffee. And you can find out more by visiting them on Instagram or Facebook at Fairy House Sunday Market. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I popped down to the market to talk to a number of the traders. And Tony runs a food stall at Fairy House, a step up from the one in the movie The Van.
Burger meals, 12 quid with a drink in them, chicken, curry chips is a big one. Cheese curry chips is a new one for all the kids now, they all like that. But mostly all day long it's burgers and chips, burgers and chips. Bit better than Bimbo Shipper, remember that? We're not frying nappies anymore, we gave that up, we graduated a little bit. But no, it's worth the day out and it's worth coming up here. You get a bit of oxygen in your lungs. If anything else, get a lovely bit of oxygen. And today is a great day for this.
All right, and that was Tony. And Tony, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. Make sure you pop along to Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every Sunday except for a couple during the year, like Easter Sunday when there's a race meeting on. But other than that, it's open all year round, every Sunday from early morning until mid-afternoon. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Jay is the person who got in contact with us. And Jay says, "Hi guys, I'm from from Galway and found your podcast about 2 years ago. I moved up to Dublin in September to take a job in a secondary DESH school in West Dublin, and it was a real eye-opener coming from a school in Galway. I've been regularly verbally abused and shoved by my second-year students. Last Friday, one of them was on his phone in class. I repeatedly told him to put it away, and he threw it at me, hitting my head. I told him to get out of the class, and I was told to fuck off. This is regular in this school, and it goes unpunished. I asked the principal what is being done, and he just said, let it go, as many of our students are from bad backgrounds and bad parents, and it's not their fault, and it will only make their lives worse to be expelled. I literally walked out of the room speechless. In my old school in Galway, which is a non-DESH school, this would not be tolerated. Why are DESH school students given so much leeway? I'm looking for a move in the summer, by the way, and please just call me Jay, the letter J." So,
now, I've actually spoken to Jay.
Mm-hmm, you spoke to him earlier on.
Hence the reason we were a bit late recording this podcast today, because he had a lot to talk about.
And obviously he wouldn't talk to us live. He actually said he would talk to us in a few weeks when he leaves the school.
Yeah, so as soon as the summer comes. And what happened to him is absolutely disgraceful. It's not part of the job. It shouldn't be part of the job. You shouldn't be surprised, by the way, because DESH schools, by their very nature, they're in impoverished areas. Like they're in areas where there's a lot of, you know, high unemployment. And here's the thing, and a lot of you are going to be shocked by this, because I did have an opinion one way, and then after talking to him, my opinion changed before the topic started.
So go on, what else did he say to you that wasn't contained in that email?
He said he was never, so he was a teacher in a school in Galway, mm-hmm. Which is a school, I actually have a cousin that goes to that school, and it's a lovely school, and he never even heard one bad word being said in that school. He said, in this DESH school, it's commonplace for students, just to, so if you say to your student, you know, John, did you get your homework done last night? Fuck off, Mr. Kennedy. Fuck off. I fucking didn't. Bad language is just second nature to these students because they've been dragged up. Now, here's what I'm going to say. It is not their fault. It's not their fault. Okay? In the same way...
Hang on, what do you mean it's not their fault?
It's not their fault.
That young fella who threw a mobile phone at a teacher and hit him on the head and told him to fuck off... That's not his fault, God love him.
The thing is, if you expel students like this, they go into, like, where what are the schools going to take? That particular Desh school, yeah? There's no other school in that area, by the way, is there, from what I could see on the map?
Well, there's other schools, no, but there's no other Desh schools.
Yeah, but, yeah, so they may not take them. So what you're going to have here is you're going to have a student that's
what he's saying. If he gets thrown out of school, he's going to end up being a drug dealer.
Well, it could be. I don't think it would serve any purpose. I think he needs to be spoken to. And told that but here's the thing, guys, before you all jump down my throat here. If this was a topic about dogs, yeah, listen, hear me out. And it was a topic about a dog biting someone, yeah, what would everybody that listens to this podcast say? There's no such thing as bad dogs, it's the owners. And it's the exact same. How can you have that argument for animals and you can't have that argument for kids?
Okay, so this young fella, hang on, let's just hear this for a second.
This young fella is a product of bad parenting. You don't choose your parents. You don't get to choose your parents. His parents are obviously low-income background. They're from an impoverished area, poorly educated probably. The parents are probably scum. And they've raised this young fella who's, what, 14 and 13?
I don't actually know. It didn't say, but go on anyway. He's in secondary school.
Yeah.
Oh, second-year student, so probably about 14.
He is 14, actually. Sorry, thank you, Amanda. Is that he's being dragged up by his own parents. So are we going to blame him... Or are we going to blame the parents?
You obviously believe it's not his fault. It's not his fault. 14-year-old.
No, it's not his fault.
It's not his fault that he threw a mobile phone at a teacher's head and told him to fuck off. And this teacher also told you that the job has become so stressful, the abuse that he has received in the last year has been so difficult that he's planning to leave the job. He's asking for a transfer back to Galway.
Lads, if I was a teacher, I wouldn't go near a Desh school. I wouldn't go near a Desh school because... Obviously, it's tougher work because you're dealing with children that could have parents who have addiction problems. The point I'm trying to make is you're blaming a 14-year-old, yeah? You're blaming a 14-year-old for a bad upbringing, okay? He didn't bring himself up. He was obviously dragged up by the parents. Parents need to take accountability. No? Am I wrong?
Parents that you're talking about, so the school calls the parents in, tut, 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 little Johnny threw a mobile phone at the teacher's head and told him to fuck off. A parent like that is just going to say, oh, fuck off. That's all they're going to say to the principal.
And that's exactly where the kids... So just kick them out of school.
Leave this young fella in school with no consequences. Let him continue to throw mobile phones at teachers.
There should be consequences as in, I don't know, detention or something like that. Obviously, there has to be consequences to make sure that doesn't happen again. But what I'm saying is, you all calling this young fella a scumbag, so on and so forth. He is a product... of bad parenting.
And he needs a cuddle, does he?
And if none of you can see that...
Well, what does he need? You can't allow children to behave in such a way. You can't allow anyone to behave in that way. Throwing a mobile phone at a teacher's head. Seriously.
Scumbag behaviour.
It is scumbag behaviour.
Scumbag behaviour.
But just let him away with it.
But I'm saying it's...
You're saying don't throw him out of the school. He needs love and care. He has bad parents.
But... The main reason for a 14-year-old or a 13-year-old or even a 12-year-old being a scumbag, the main cause of that is parents.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I kind of do agree with that.
That's all I'm saying.
However, this 14-year-old, this 14-year-old, a 14-year-old child, teenager, knows right from wrong. They know that throwing a mobile phone at a teacher's head or anybody's head...
He may not know right from wrong because...
He's 14.
Maybe his own father, maybe he's grown up in a household where that has happened constantly. I can't get over the hate that's coming in over this. And I'm not going to sit here and take abuse from people all day because I am the one that's making sense. You're literally... blaming a child on having shit parents.
You're blaming a child on having shit behaviour.
because he had shit parents.
So what do you do with this child then?
I already told you, I'm not repeating myself.
Cuddle him.
No, that's not what I said. Detention.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. Jess has been in touch.
So he assaults his teacher and he's still allowed to stay in school. Why am I not surprised? When kids get bullied, the bullies get fucking the gold star treatment. Why am I not surprised that the teachers who are getting assaulted by their own students are being treated like shite? I agree that all kids deserve an education, but when a teacher's trying to give you that education and you are literally flinging it back in his face, spitting on him, no, fuck off, you deserve to be expelled. I don't care what kind of upbringing, oh, you're the troll background, this and the other, fuck off, you're just a little scrow. You don't care. Why should he waste any more time on you trying to educate you when you don't even have the common courtesy just to sit down and listen? That you feel you have to assault your own fucking teacher. No, fuck off. Needs to go. But why, again, why am I not surprised? When bullies are being bullies in school, they get the gold star fucking treatment.
Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Henry. Good to talk to you as always. What's your view on this? Jeremy's arguing that throwing this child out of school is counterproductive. He will go down a bad path. He's already gone down a bad path throwing mobile phones at a teacher, but he'll go down a bad path that doesn't end well if he gets thrown out of school. What do you think of all this?
Well, you know, that's his lookout. Because, you see, the thing is, right, you don't ever do that to a teacher, ever. Like, you don't do that really to anybody, right? That's the bottom line, right? Whether he was dragged up or not, right? And you know what? No, you know, when I was listening to this topic there, no, it reminds me of a film I saw there recently. It's called Lean On Me. Did you ever see it?
I did.
Yeah. I say, you know, like, in that film, right, the principal came in, right? He threw out all the bad students and he turned that school around to be the best school in New Jersey. And I think something like this needs to be done. Because, like, you can't let students away with this. Because if he throws a mobile phone at him one week, what will he do to him the next week if he knows he can get away with it?
And that's exactly the point that I was trying to make to Jeremy. Jeremy says the solution to throwing mobile phones at teachers' heads is a bit of detention and he'd be grand.
You see, next he'd be bringing in a knife or he'd bring in a gun.
But he's this young fella is a victim as well, lads. He's a victim.
Jeremy.
Yes, he's a... Henry, he's a victim of a bad upbringing and shit parents.
Jesus, Jeremy, I know people who've had a bad upbringing, but they never went around fucking throwing stuff at teachers or doing anything like that.
No, don't get me wrong. It's scumbag behaviour. It really is. But it was probably brought up that way.
Okay, but as Henry said, and unfortunately, excuse me, there have been a number of incidents, high profile incidents of children going to the stage of bringing bloody knives into school, as we saw only recently. And you're basically arguing, Henry, if you don't get rid of this child out of school, that could be next.
You see, you have to nip these things in the bud, right? And you know, if that guy gets expelled, make an example of him, say to his kids in the school, look, this is going to be your life if you act the way he does. So shape up, stop being a scumbag, and succeed. And if you don't do that, you'd go down his road, and it'd be your fault you fucked up your life, no one else's.
Okay, now in this case, the case that Jay has highlighted, Jay said that he asked the principal what is being done about this young fella, and he said, just let it go, as many of our students are from bad backgrounds and bad parents, and it's not their fault, and it'll only make their lives worse if they're expelled.
You see, this is the problem. You see, we're mollycoddling them too much now. Like 25 years ago, right? I don't think I ever remember anybody throwing anything at a teacher 25 years ago when I was in school. It just didn't happen. Like, whether you were from a bad background or not, like, all right, you may have told the teacher maybe to F off or do something like that, but you never threw anything at him.
No, and I know when I was at school, if I'd have thrown anything at a teacher that hit that teacher on the head and then told the teacher to fuck off, I'd have been marched out the door and I would never have gotten back into the door of the school again.
And not only that, Adrian, but your father would have fucking bit the head off, yeah.
Yep, probably indeed. The argument here is that children who are in DESH schools are in a disadvantaged area, and a DESH school is designed to help kids in disadvantaged areas get a proper education, okay?
But you see, Adrian, here's the thing, right, what I don't understand. every school in the country, national school, no public school, has the same curriculum as everybody else. What's the disadvantage?
The area that they come from, the background that they come from, all sorts of different disadvantages in their lives. And a DESH school is designed to at reducing education. I'm reading exactly what it says here. Is aimed at reducing educational disadvantage by providing extra resources to schools with the highest number of students at risk. Now, you could argue that this young fella is a student at risk because he comes from a really bad background with shit parents, basically.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is, you said there about disadvantage areas, okay? In, say, like places like West Dublin or the capital, whatever. Like, I mean, if you go to the back arse of Connemara, the back arse of Dingle, the back arse of West Cork or Donegal or Mayo or wherever in the west of Ireland, all those areas are way more disadvantaged than this place in West Dublin is. And why don't they have DESH schools in those places? Because their behaviour down there would not be tolerated. Simple.
So, in your opinion, a 14-year-old young fella like this, who's done something like that, thrown a mobile phone at a teacher's head and blah, 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 you believe the solution to deal, because I'm assuming this isn't the first time this young fella's done something like this, the solution to this is to just throw him out of the school?
Yeah, no, but my first solution would be, like, to maybe suspend him, right? Say, right, this is your last warning. You do anything like that, you're on, literally, probation. And if you do anything like that again, there's no other chances, you're gone, out the door, see you later, goodbye.
All right, stay there for a second, if you can, please, Henry. Henry, being quite clear there, out you go. Well, you get a warning, but out you go after that.
Yeah, no, I think if it does happen again, but again, if you expel a student, they've no hope of getting, like in DESH schools, I assume the dropouts before the Leaving Cert would be higher than it would be for other schools, wouldn't it? That probably goes without saying.
Yes, that's the whole point.
So
that's the whole point of DESH schools, by the way.
Yeah, no.
Is to encourage and nurture kids to stay in school right through to Leaving Cert to get an education where a generation ago they would have dropped out at 13 and 14.
And that's what you all have to remember. You have to remember, like, if you can't compare a secondary DESH school to, say, the likes of Blackrock College, where those students have rich families, they're from rich homes, they go on ski holidays in the winter, they get lovely summer holidays, there's no probably aggro going on in the house, you know, they're not from broken homes, stuff like that, there's no addiction issues in the family. A lot of kids in DESH schools are going through that type of thing, and that's why DESH schools, as Adrian says, that's why they exist, to be able to provide education for these kids. I can guarantee you that 14-year-old, that young fella, yeah, things aren't happy at home.
But you don't know that. You absolutely don't know that.
Yeah, I would say so.
Edward, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Edward?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Edward. Well, what did you want to say on this? Jeremy is saying, give the young fellow a cuddle. He doesn't deserve to be thrown out of school. He's come from a difficult background, and we need to not throw him out. It'll only make things worse.
It's not an excuse. He should be thrown out, no matter what. But he's still cheeky to the teacher. He still threw the phone. And he, like, I agree with the last caller. What if he brings the knife next time, Jeremy? What about that?
And that is the reality. And don't be so naive to think that doesn't happen. It has happened.
Obviously they should have even checks for weapons going into school. That should be any school. All I'm saying is, lads, okay, I'm not saying anything out of school, if you pardon the pun. All I'm saying is that the young fella is a product of shit parenting. That's what it is.
That
shit
a teacher has to suffer for. A teacher has to accept having a mobile phone.
And I'm not saying,
okay, we're sitting here now and I have a mobile phone in my hand and I throw it at your head, yeah?
Yeah.
You're just going to say, sure, God love you, Adrian, you probably got up out of the wrong side of the bed.
Come on, Michael Saunders there on Facebook. Jeremy, you love a class divide, don't you? I'm not talking about class divide. There is a class divide, Michael. If there wasn't a class divide, DESH schools would not exist, for God's sake. That's why a DESH school exists. I didn't come up with the idea of a DESH school. DESH schools are there to make sure that children from disadvantaged backgrounds actually get an education and are not left by the wayside. And in fairness, from talking to, none of you spoke to that teacher. I spoke to that teacher off air for about 40 minutes. And as he said, his first day in school there, he was told to F off by a student. Yeah. He said by week two, by week three, it becomes commonplace. And he was told by other teachers, when he highlighted this, he said, this didn't happen when I was in Galway. And the other teacher said to him, well,
you're not in Galway now.
You're not in Galway now. You're in a DESH school in West Dublin. And those children telling you to fuck off, the reason they're using that language is because that language is used towards them by their shitty parents.
So really what you're doing here, Jeremy, is you're excusing their bad behaviour. You are.
I'm not.
You're saying it's not really... Edward, what do you make of that?
I'm not excusing it.
So just because he was bullied, he should be excused. No, that's not the way. Because he was bullied, that's not the way to deal with it. Like, if I was the teacher in here, I would actually say, get your belongings here, pack your school bags, you little tramp, you're going.
But an individual teacher doesn't have the right to throw a child out of school. That would come down to the principal and the board of management to make that decision. A teacher can't just say,
But if the principal doesn't give a shit, I mean, what am I supposed to do then?
Okay, so you have no sympathy at all for the bad background or the bad upbringing or the bad parenting that this 14-year-old child is obviously living with. You've no sympathy for this child.
No, because, like, if he's throwing phones at the teacher, I mean, okay, I was cheeky at the teacher when I was in school, but it never came down to the physical violence. And I remember when in my school days when I was cheeky, I didn't get the punishment work, and you know, I didn't get away with it. So okay, let me
just deal with a statistic that I came across earlier on, where it comes to DESH schools. Have a listen to this, right? It says it was a survey conducted on some of Dublin's DESH schools nearly a year ago. Okay, but here's what the survey said. 48% of the kids in these DESH schools have first-hand experience of trauma ranging from homelessness to the loss of a close family member to a violent death to witnessing or being the target of some form of abuse. Okay, so that's nearly half the students in DESH schools in Dublin have experienced trauma like that in their lives. No wonder they carry on disgracefully throwing mobile phones and telling teachers to fuck off.
Okay, but they should still be directed to the right, like, to the right path. Then if they go to the DESH school like that, they should, the teacher or the principal, whoever, they should direct a student to a right path as well. So, I mean...
Okay, but is throwing the child out of school a direction to the right path?
No, but if he's done this more than once, then it is, I'm afraid.
Do you have any sympathy for those 48% of kids in DESH schools who've had first-hand experience of the sort of traumas I talked about?
Well, if they were traumatized by homelessness or whatever, yeah, I do. But if it's a little shit like that, throwing a mobile phone, and obviously his parents have money to buy him a mobile phone if he's throwing it at the teacher.
No, the irony of it is a lot of people from disadvantaged backgrounds have more disposable income than the rest of us. The point again is these parents have failed that teenager. Okay, they failed.
But again, I'll put it to you, Jeremy, that your argument is, but the poor old teacher, you just have to put up with it, really.
No, I didn't say that. The first thing I said, actually, you can rewind back the podcast, no teacher should have to put up with that.
Okay, but it's not the child's fault, is what you said.
Yeah, but to explain...
Guys, let me ask you this as well. Like, say if I was in that deaf school, and I have a visual impairment, say if I was bullied in that school and the principal wouldn't give a shit, like, what am I supposed to do then? Beat up a student? Because that wouldn't get me into the right path.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Edward. 085-825-2626 is our telephone number. Katie!
Hi, really interesting podcast today. It keeps coming up more and more, and it's really interesting, actually. I grew up in Withenshaw in Manchester, and we went to the school in the middle of one of the biggest estates in the world. And I'm telling you now, the upbringing and the backgrounds that some of them kids had was... Dublin has nothing on it. And this was back in the 90s. But when you stepped into that school, when you walked past that gate, you made sure your uniform was on perfect. You made sure your homework was done because you were shown from day one respect, and they shown you respect. And schooling is about nearly raring. If you are having such a bad time at home, I'm sorry, the school should step in. The school should be the ones that show you this is how we act in society. This is how you're going to get a job. This is how, I don't care what's going on at home. You find a level with that child. You connect with that child and you find something to bring them out, to find what they're good at, find what they're interested in, find something. Because children aren't born bad. Children, I don't care if you have a 14-year-old young lad, you find something in them that they want to be interested in, and you build on that. You build a rapport with them. You build respect from both sides. And like this of just this excuse of, oh, they have a bad rearing. That, yeah, okay. Like, most people have a bad rearing, but not everyone is bad. I know plenty of people from that estate that have gone on, own their own businesses, great jobs, travel the world, brilliantly educated. Manchester is one of the best colleges in the world, the best university. Most of them went there because of the respect that this group of teachers gave them.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking. It's too easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Just going back to Casey's message, and she spoke about a school in Manchester, which was essentially a DESH school, or whatever they call it in the UK, and the kids ended up having respect for the teachers. The kids ended up going on to great things because the school was so focused on their needs and their education.
But you all want that kid to be basically thrown out onto the street. And if he's,
you have to draw the line somewhere. And in my opinion,
if he's expelled, by the way, he's never gone back to school.
We spoke to a teacher 2 years ago, Jeremy, who was physically assaulted, had the shit kicked out of her in the school that she was working in. And you, at the time, said, "Get him out! Get him out! Get him out!" Now, what's changed? You feel sorry for these kids now?
No, I don't feel. Well, I do in a way. Because you don't get to choose your parents. Adrian, you're very lucky and I'm very lucky. We both had a good upbringing with parents that were saying, some parents are so bad they don't even deserve to look after goldfish. Would you not agree?
Yeah, no, I do agree.
You see some parents, in fact...
What do you do like, here in this situation with this
in fact,
young
sorry,
fella?
I'll tell you a story. The day before yesterday, I was bringing my daughter to the shops. Mm-hmm. And outside the shop, beside the shops where we were going, there's an off-license. Now, this was 2:30 in the day. And there was a father who was after picking his daughter up from school. I don't know the uniform. I've never seen that school uniform before. I didn't even have time to notice what school the uniform was related to. But she was the exact same age as my daughter. And the father had the daughter waiting outside the off-license. The father went in and he looked absolutely out of it. He went in, came back out with a bag of cans from the off-license and sat down at the side of the Lewis drinking his cans with his daughter in her school uniform there. And my heart broke, literally broke, because I was thinking to myself, that child did nothing to deserve a fucking waster for a father, an absolute waster.
I agree.
And there was me going off to play ball with my daughter when you had this other father here who was sitting there getting locked with his daughter who's like 6 years of age. It actually turned my stomach to see that. Now that is that.
Okay, so that is if, not that if in a couple of years that child ends up acting it out and being a little brat in school and throwing mobile phones and telling teachers to fuck off, you would prefer to give the child a hug.
Just when you look at that, maybe that's what changed my mind, having that in the back of mind. You look at that 6-year-old girl, yeah? Mm-hmm. Would you blame her? What would you say about that 6-year-old girl?
So again, well, no, that's horrendous. It is absolutely horrendous.
Sitting there, she was being picked up by her father from the school and she's sitting there while he gets drunk.
Yeah, no, I'm shocked to hear that myself, to be honest. But
Do you think she has as good of a chance in life as my daughter?
No, probably not. No, and like I said, that is why DESH schools were designed in the very first place. So DESH stands for Delivering Equality of Opportunity in Schools, making sure that every child, no matter what their background is, has access and support to get a good education.
So I guess it's this
if this kid gets a good education, maybe she can. You just heard that message. They go on to a lot of them went on to great things, going to college and everything.
This comes down to scumbags shouldn't have kids. Scumbags that can't even look after goldfish.
I don't think anybody's going to argue.
The other day, I wouldn't even let him mind a caterpillar. That's how bad he was. But again, you would all say in a few years' time, if that child who's six now, I think she was about six or seven, in another 4 years' time, if she's acting up or acting out or whatever, or breaking something up, you would all blame her, and you wouldn't blame the piece of shit of a father who was getting drunk instead of bringing his child home to do her homework.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this.
I'm actually getting very emotional thinking about it. That's mad.
No, that is horrendous, yeah.
This only happened a couple of days ago, and I'd forgotten completely about that. It stayed in my mind because as soon as I got home, I told my wife that story, and she got I'm sorry if I'm getting upset talking about it, but like the child was the same age as my daughter.
And like you said, you went off to play with your daughter.
The difference, all children deserve the same upbringing in life, and sadly that doesn't happen. And my daughter is going to have, by the way, that little girl that's the same age as my daughter doesn't deserve a bad upbringing. No child deserves a bad upbringing.
No, I agree.
She didn't ask to be brought into that life, yeah? But there she is, watching her father getting drunk. Now, how you tell me, all you judgmental pricks that are judging everybody, you tell me how a child that's watching her father getting drunk, how is she going to turn out well?
I don't know.
Is she going to turn out well? What chances? In fact, my wife's exact quote when I said it, yeah, that child hasn't got a hope. Meaning she doesn't.
No, I agree. Frances, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Frances?
Jesus, Jeremy has me choked up as well. You know, what he's saying is true.
Frances, it was awful. It was awful, awful to see. Like, this was like 2:30 in the afternoon, and he's getting pissed.
The poor 6-year-old,
Sorry, Robert Halligan saying what nationality was. Fuck off, Robert Halligan. Seriously, what difference? By the way, he was Irish because I heard him speaking. But what difference does it make what nationality someone is? Jesus Christ.
Because fools like that like to blame foreigners for absolutely everything.
Well, he was Irish, so there you go, you prick. Anyway, it's heartbreaking, and we can't blame children on shit parenting. We really can't.
But when you see the disadvantaged areas, Jesus, I'm emotional now. I really am. They shouldn't have children. They shouldn't be allowed to have children. Those people going around, if you haven't got needles in their arms, they're doing something else. But you know, when the child is born, they're celebrating. They're getting drunk the whole lot, and you know, drugs and all, and they're having 5 and 6 children. There should be a law somewhere brought in that people like that shouldn't be allowed to have children, because it isn't the child's fault. It really and truly isn't. They're being brought up with the mother and father killing each other or stoned out cold.
What Jeremy described there a second ago.
Yeah. Would you believe, Francis, we know from talking about this a couple of weeks ago, a similar story, would you believe it's so difficult for social workers to take children away from their parents? It was really, like...
Say
that child at the stop there the other day, it would be near impossible for TUSLA or any child services agency to take that child away. I think the circumstances have to be, because junkies are left with children. They leave children in the care of junkies. How shit do you have to be as a parent before state services will? And so then you have
it only becomes an issue when a teacher, for example, in the deaf schools spots a child in living neglectfully, that they can actually see something physical in the child, says, I spent the afternoon yesterday with my daddy getting pissed at the little stuff.
How the teachers don't know about the situation, how the teachers wouldn't know about the situation would, because...
How would they?
Because when he picked her up from school, he'd smell a drink.
You wait outside the bloody gate. Who goes in to collect their child? Francis, what do you think story that Jay told us about the kid throwing the mobile phone? Most people in the comments on our Facebook post said, throw him out of school, get rid of him. What do you think?
I don't know if I'm old fashioned. Was there not such a place as reformatory schools?
Okay, well, no, a DESH school is just an ordinary school that gets extra supports because it's in a disadvantaged area.
Yeah, Well, I remember years ago, you know, when we were going to school, I mean, Jesus, we wouldn't do anything. The nuns would hit us, if anything. But I remember if kids acted up, there was a place they were sent to was a reformatory school. And they'd be sent for 2 or 3 months. And the teachers there, like what that lady said, take them aside and do things with them. Now, it could be years ago, you know what I mean? There mightn't be one now, but that teacher doesn't get paid enough. No teacher gets paid enough.
No, I totally agree with you. And like I said, I've heard some horror stories of what teachers have had to put up with, including, as I said, somebody we covered on this podcast a couple of years ago who was physically assaulted in school. Francis, do me a favour, stay with me for a second if you can, please. I want to bring in Trevor on this.
What's the story, boys? You know, Jeremy, you're talking like this is a fucking youth that needs a hug. Sorry, but he's probably a product of his environment. Threw a phone at a teacher. Don't that back in my day, I'll tell you now, your parents got a call. Jesus Christ, he wouldn't be walking straight when you got home. And, oh yeah, you'd be expelled. Like, for a principal to turn around and say, oh, let it go. Yeah. Great helping the kid, isn't it? Oh yeah, here, do what you want, no consequences. Isn't that how criminals come to be? Anyway, lads, can't wait to hear the topic. Should be an interesting one. Oh, yeah, and I'm sure if you met his parents, they'd probably throw an ashtray at you, so probably stepping up to that when you meet them. Good luck to them. Teachers haven't got a hope in these sort of schools, lads. Good luck. Trevor.
Again, Trevor, I would say, and I know you sent that. Did he send that message, Amanda? Yeah. Sorry, he sent that message before my story. Yeah. And I don't know if your opinion would change after hearing that story about that girl. Would you call that little girl?
No, I would rather a little girl like that be in foster care, to be quite honest with you. I think she'd be cared for much better than sitting at a Lewis stop with her dad getting absolutely twisted drunk, and probably does that every single day of the week. Maybe not at the same Lewis stop, but has to put up with that every single day of the week.
It's terrible when you see something like that and you can't do anything about it. Like, I literally... There was part of me that wanted to just go up and take that girl. And
well, obviously you can't take her, but why didn't you go over and say something to the father?
What can you do?
What are you doing here with the child?
What can you do? No, but I wanted to take her up and actually bring her off with my daughter and have a good afternoon together instead of doing what she was going to be doing.
Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I think this is where the school should step in. They should. It's too late for the parents, obviously. They've gone down their own way, but the school has to grab kids at that age.
And that is what a DESH school is designed for.
Yeah.
That is their main purpose, to ensure that with proper guidance, kids from disadvantaged backgrounds get an education and are cared for. In this case of the kid throwing a mobile phone at a teacher's head, like, what do you do about that?
Keep them back. Keep them back after school. Sit in a room with them. If it's sorry, but you become a teacher. I seen it. I was in a classroom where it all used to go on. The teacher sits with that child, keep them back every evening, keep them back, what's going on. You become a teacher to help children, not just to educate them, but to get them ready for the world, get them ready for the job world, get them ready to function properly in society. You have to find a way to connect. With a 6-year-old, that's when after school communities should kick in, and that child should be kept nearly as long as they can and be working on that child, because you know the background that child is going home to. That's where things should be set up after school. Put the child, okay, you're not going home today. We're going to put you in this until 4 o'clock, and we'll keep you a little bit longer. We'll give you a little bit of dinner. We'll do your homework with you, and we'll send you home then. There's no point dragging in parents that don't care. You have to work on the child.
So this 14-year-old who threw a mobile phone at a teacher's head, who told the teacher to fuck off, you believe detention and...
Completely discipline. Discipline has to come in.
And that was your argument earlier on as well, Jeremy. Yeah. Detention is the answer to this.
You're not on the football team. You're not on the soccer team. You're out. You're sitting in this room with us on our own, and we're going to figure out, because there's a reason for behaviour. There's a reason he did that. So why are you treating me, who's trying to help you, like that? and dig until you find out what's wrong.
Now, sometimes there isn't a reason. Like, if you look at that, the Netflix show, Adolescence,
the parents were absolutely gobsmacked that anything like this was going on.
The parents in that, now, I know it's a fictional story of things that have happened in the UK, but those parents did there. In fact, the last line in that TV series is very poignant, because the father is sitting on the bed, kissing the kid's pillow, and says, what did he say again? He says, I've still
episode 4 to watch.
Oh, I've just ruined it for you. Okay.
Yeah. But I haven't seen it either, yeah.
Okay, but the last line is, geez, it break your heart as a father, because the parents obviously blame themselves. In some cases, it's not the parents' fault. But again, to go back to this girl, and I'm sorry I have to keep harping back to it, because I can't get the bloody mental image in my head now. That girl's sitting at the Lewis with her father drinking 6 cans. Yeah. She has no hope of. Maybe she will.
She does.
This girl could end up being.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
She could end up by now, but she's.
Of course, she has hope. Yeah.
There are some kids that are very resilient, and
but she's got a huge disadvantage towards other people, and I feel no child should be disadvantaged.
But that's where the school comes in. That's where the school has to keep propping her up and pushing her. Scholarships. Get good
and
grades,
by the way, Jeremy, if you know the school that this child went to, you have a duty to notify that school what you witnessed, and you genuinely do. Rather than, I know you said you wanted to cuddle the kid and take her off playing football, but in reality,
that's not going to help that child.
Yeah, no, you really need to let the school know. You witnessed.
I will look out for that. But again, I'm not going to approach a father and tell him.
No, I'm not asking you to. I'm saying that you should go to the school and tell them what you witnessed and let them deal with it then.
But lads, if you go on the Lewis any day of the week, there's junkies with babies and prams. Now, why isn't stuff being done about that?
Good question.
That's where society is falling apart.
So anyway, the bottom line is you believe that a child like this who is behaving in this sort of way doesn't need to be thrown out of school, needs...
No, that's the last thing.
Yeah,
needs... Because all he's going to do is hang around on a street and learn how to be a criminal. Mm. So that's the last thing he has to do. Keep him in there and wreck his head until he starts turning around. That's what a good teacher should do.
Thanks for your call. Let me go to Neil on this.
Now, just tuned in from what I'm getting. It's all about kids ruling the roost. If you ask me, kids now are in charge. Kids are in charge now, and the parents are the dummies, if you ask me. I was reared by my mother and father. I was told what to do. I had the respect for them. My mother and father, wonderful people. They're still alive, thank God. Loved them to bits. Still have absolutely wonderful respect for them, and never got into trouble, never brought the guards to my door. And my own children, my own 3 children, never did it with me either, never brought the guards to the door, and they're wonderful children, and they have the respect for myself and the wife, because we never let them speak to us in a bad way. We never let them tell us what to do. It was the opposite way around, and that's the way it's supposed to be. The parents are meant to be in charge, not the children. I hear stuff in the car and I nearly get sick this morning. There was a lady going to Houston Station with our child, and she asked him, would she put the bar of chocolate in her pocket? He was about 7. Would she put the bar of chocolate in her pocket because it was warm, it would melt? And he shouted at her, no! While he was on his tablet. So she said, okay, so there you go. So I don't know, lads, but if you ask me, today, kids are now in charge. Kids are now in charge. Why is that? I think it's the guilt for the parents, because their parents never told us that they loved us. So we're doing it now, and we're feeling guilt for that. If you ask me, I never needed to be told I was loved, because I always knew I was anyway. So there you go, lads. Cheers.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's an easy UC.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I sent the voice note earlier on, calling him a scumbag, saying he should be expelled. But after reading a couple of comments on Facebook, a couple of the lads brought up something that I hadn't thought about, but it makes great sense. Kick him out of the school, put him in the army. he'll get an education, he'll get a career, and he'll get discipline.
And all that,
and he's away from the parents if they are lolos.
Yeah, and all that makes great sense. Do we have an army? We have a defence forces. Is it going to be like a boot camp if you join? No, probably not. You know, this idea of putting kids into a boot camp all sounds great in theory, but that's not really what our defence forces is in the first place.
But why not? It should be. Yes, we're a small country, but you know, can name one negative aspect of doing that with the kids?
I know, but this is kind of a hypothetical. We don't have any sort
of. No. I'm actually why not make it like that? Now, can you think of one downside of the kids being subject to that? It's a boot camp. They're learning discipline. They're getting education. At the end of it, when they come out 18, 19, whatever, they want to join the Defence Forces full time. But they're going to have skills. They're going to have education. They're going to be more disciplined.
I actually agree with a lot of what you're saying. And there are some countries in the world that have military service.
Mandatory military service
when you reach a certain age. And in some countries, that works really well. It's brilliant for disciplining young people. Are we ever going to go down that road in Ireland in a neutral country? I don't think so.
I don't see why not. I can't see why. You know, especially with young lads like this, it'd be a boot camp. They need a young lad like that needs effectively a drill instructor. If you want to, fuck off. Give me 50 push-ups. I can't. Well, I've got nowhere to go. Give me 50 push-ups. And he'll do the 50 push-ups. And at the end of it, he'll be very, very apprehensive and saying, fuck off again.
Like I said, I agree with all of that. I just think it's a very hypothetical thing that isn't probably going to happen anytime soon. Where am I going now? Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Emma.
Hey, yes, how are you?
Good, thanks, Emma. What did you want to say on this?
I wanted to say that I do agree with you, Adrian. I do think something needs to happen, preferably an expulsion. But if not, I think he needs someone like an SNA watching him like a hawk, because you can't have someone going around a school like that.
Agreed. And, you know, this thing that, and I accept that, a lot of them come from very troubled backgrounds, like the kid that Jeremy just described there a couple of minutes ago. You think, what sort of hope does that child have? But throwing a child out of school, ultimately, probably would be counterproductive, wouldn't it?
It would, but I also think, I mean, realistically, the excuse of, you don't know what he's going through is not really a good enough one, because I don't know anyone on this planet who doesn't have something going on in their life.
Yeah, no, that's very true. No, you're dead right.
Everybody else is capable. I mean, when I was in secondary school, I had an awful time. My parents were divorced and there was loads going on, but I haven't even ever got a detention. So I just can't understand why.
That's a very fair point, Jeremy. Everybody on the planet has something going on in their world that's upsetting or whatever, causing them angst.
Yeah, but it's different extremes, Emma. And I know you've had your problems. We've all had our problems. But then there's kids, again, the child of the junkie parent, the child of the alcoholic father, the child of the mother. Imagine a child coming home. I mean, when I get home to my house, my wife is at the table doing homework with two of the kids. Now, there's houses all over Dublin right now at homework time where kids are arriving home from school and mammy's passed out drunk on the couch. Just think about that for a second.
No, I know that.
And the child ends up having to pocket a Monster Munch for dinner because mammy's too pissed to actually cook dinner.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of all of that. And yes, it does happen. But that's what TUSA is there for, to identify vulnerable children like this. Unfortunately, they don't do a good enough job. And again, Jeremy, I have to say, TUSA can only operate in a way when they are notified of a child's vulnerability. Like that child that you saw, you do have a duty of care.
Well, it's not for me to say whether the child is vulnerable or not.
Obviously, the child is vulnerable sitting at a bloody Lewis stop with daddy getting pissed out of his head. Obviously, the child is vulnerable. And we all have a duty, by law, by the way, to notify the authorities if you think a child is in danger or being neglected in any way. But again, ultimately, this story started from a message from a teacher who had a mobile phone thrown at his head and was told to fuck off.
See,
and
Emma, you're younger generation than us. When you were in secondary school, did pupils verbally abuse teachers?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I hated school and I had such bad anxiety that only started when I was in school. And I think it's just there's a lot of people who just aren't nice. And it was always these incidents. It might not involve you. It might be between a student and a teacher, but it makes everybody else extremely uncomfortable.
But what was the worst thing you saw? What was the worst thing you saw a student doing to a teacher?
Probably flip a table and have this huge like scream down on front of the whole class. Everyone felt so uncomfortable.
Jesus. You see,
like
see when I was in school,
you certainly wouldn't have carried on like that.
You didn't get away with that. You just that didn't.
No. You see, and I'd feel bad for the teachers because they were lovely people and everybody else, everyone got on with them real well, but it was just certain students. And like, I feel bad for the students, but it's also unfair to put the teacher through that and us, because now you're laying all your problems onto somebody else. So it's, I mean, I don't understand maybe why they couldn't have done that deal with people who are like this. The teachers are counsellors. They can deal with it better than like a normal average teacher.
Good to talk to you, Emma. Thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note before we wrap this up. And this is Darren.
Jeremy, I kind of agree with you, but you're the one always saying when people make excuses for the scumbags in Dublin when there's nothing to do for them, you're always giving out about that. You're kind of doing the same thing here.
Now, in fairness, he is right, because you give out about scumbag joyriders or junkies or whatever you want to say. You do regularly give out about the ills in society.
Yeah,
and now you want to cuddle the kids who are throwing mobile phones at teachers.
No, I'm just saying in some cases, not all cases, in some cases they are a product of shit parenting. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.